Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
A plane sets out from Sydney to LA but crashes in the South Pacific. So begins the TV series that was conceived as a cross between Lord of the Flies, Castaway and Gilligan's Island. That series is, of course, Lost, and our TV reviewer Mark Hadley has taken a listen and a look to season four. Mark, hi.
More than a listen and a look, I've got to confess I'm a bit of an addict on this. I only started watching it because you said, what are we, 2.5 years ago now, why don't you take a look at that? Now I'm stuck.
It's funny, you know, because I thought we had already touched on Lost when we first began the show.
Very early on.
I went through my files. I couldn't see that we had actually covered it at all.
Oh, really? Oh,
so maybe I actually got you thinking about something, so you could have 2 years lead up to this very moment.
Well, actually, no. If anybody ever wants to check out my review on Lost, and
I did definitely do it.
I had a reviewing life, you know, true to tell, that actually came before your program. But it's online.
No one near as good. But anyway, moving right along. Yeah. Hey, 4 seasons later, they're still Lost,
and here we are. Yeah, and in fact, they're going to stay Lost for at least another 2 seasons as well. The producers have decided that they're going to pick up an option, which will see 6 seasons of Lost. So we're looking for at least another year and a half yet before we're going to see any resolution to the poor people of, you know, this particular flight who've landed on this mysterious island.
How has the series changed over those seasons?
Well, in the first couple of seasons, you were right, we're really looking at a very sort of practical situation. And it was basically, we are stuck in an island and how are we going to get off this island? Now, this island was bizarre and it had all sorts of strange things going on it. But even then, trying to understand the island was only insofar as we were trying to find a way off it. Now, we're in a really interesting place. You know, after the third season, the characters are split as to whether or not they really want to get off the island. Now, there's a really interesting, for those people who want to dig into their television a little more, there's a really interesting sort of philosophical debate going on in this whole series, because the question is, you know, do you want the practical outcome or do you want to understand what's going on? You know, and so you've got characters split right down the middle. You've got some now who've decided they don't want to leave the island. They want to find the heart of what's going on the island. Others realize that their life is actually better on the island, and even though they don't know what's going on with the sort of strange manifestations and things going on the island, they prefer the island. Other people can't possibly wait to get off. And in this fourth season, they've split it down the middle, so they're doing these huge flash forwards, and we find some people do get off the island, but they look just as lost as when they were on the island.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so you have that sort of weird situation going on.
Well, there's so many characters. Each character has a story. Every episode has a variety of plot lines kind of weaving in and out. Are there any two, three, four particular characters that you could maybe say are quintessentially lost?
Season four, quintessentially, is the season of John Locke and Ben Linus. Now, just going through them quickly, John Locke, for those people who followed the program, they know that he arrived on the island a cripple and then, you know, after the crash got up and suddenly he could walk. And so, but for those who sort of are also of that, again, that little philosophical bent, they'll realise that John Locke is, in fact, the father of empiricism. So they've stolen the name of a great scientist of the past, and this fellow was particularly important in the establishment of the scientific method, that all things had to be rationally observed and understood, you know, in order to be comprehended properly. Well, Locke starts in that position and now has actually become the symbol for a man who is really much more interested in understanding than actually really having to, well, how can I put this? His survival is far more important to him than his understanding of all the minutiae. So now he's not really trying to just work it all out. He's trying to move on. He knows that the island is good for him. You know, he's no longer a cripple. He knows that there's some special things that can occur on the island. And it's far more important for him to actually experience those things than it is to understand really everything that's going on. Mm. And, you know, there's a reflection in that in a lot of different things. One of them, I think, actually is Christianity. Many people wouldn't, you know, consider themselves theologians. They wouldn't be able to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's, but they know that it has made a huge difference in their life. You know, they couldn't really speak Greek. In fact, it would be Greek to them. You know, but but having said that, you know, they're like Locke in that sort of situation. Then on the other end of the series, you've got this fellow called Benjamin Linus. Now, again, if you've been following the series for 3 seasons now, Benjamin Linus is this sort of one of the original inhabitants of the island that they go and meet. He's the leader of the others. He is the arch villain. He's masterminded the kidnapping of babies, the mass gassing of heaps of people on the island. You know, he has murdered, stolen, connived, and now he's basically in a hero position. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're sitting there watching this entire story play out with a man who you know you just shouldn't trust, who is actually becoming more and more essential for the survival of the people on the island, the survivors of Oceanic Flight, you know, 10, I can't even remember, but anyway, the survivors of the line. But there's something interesting that's going in it, because it doesn't matter how much you watch this guy, you just can't trust him. And I figure there are two reasons for that. I think, you know, as we sort of observe people, we come up with two reasons as to why we do trust them. Firstly, we trust people because they have a track record for telling the truth, you know. And secondly, we trust people because they expose themselves to us, if you like. And I don't mean in any way that should be, you know, seeing them arrested. I mean basically that they open themselves up. And this is the one thing, regardless of however essential Ben Linus is going to be to the people on the island, they know he is a liar, and they know that he will not tell them about himself in the end, that he'll just lead them on and on and on and on.
So where is this heading then between Ben Linus and John Locke?
Well, I think you've got these two interesting things happening inside the series. You've got a really strong feeling now that you don't really need to understand it all in order to make a good decision about it. Okay, so there are people who are making decisions about their life now on the island, and they may not understand it all, but they do know that they can make a wise decision. And then you've got other people, and you're looking at sort of Ben Linus. And I know this sounds weird, but Ben Linus is like a great argument for Christianity. This is really weird, but follow my reasoning
here.
You know, Ben Linus is the antithesis of people like, say, the disciples or Jesus, or anybody who's read the Gospels knows that when you read a story like that, you know, you don't see people trying to hide their faults. You don't see them trying, like the disciples go, and we ran away, you know, and we didn't want anything to do with it.
We were scared and we fled.
Yeah, and the women turned up and told us he'd risen from the dead, and we said, don't be silly.
That's right. You know, so we don't believe you.
So they're sharing themselves, they're not hiding the truth or anything like that. And I think that as we go on, we find that in the Lost series, that even the people who we know began the series as criminals are more trustworthy because they're just being straightforward with you. And like I said, I think that plays back into the gospel, things like that. You can trust people who are straightforward with you.
Okay. Mark Hadley, your final verdict on Lost Season 4 then?
Well, mate, you can get off the island, but you can still be lost. It'd be much better to make a decision about life that you're actually happy with.
Okay. Mark Hadley, thank you.
You're welcome.
As always, Mark Hadley bringing us his TV reviews. You'll find his reviews and other thoughts of his on christianity.net.au.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.